BBC News with Gerry Smith. More than 3 million people have marched through Paris and other French cities in a show of unity after last week's deadly attacks by Islamist extremists. The French government said it was the largest rally in the country's history. President François Hollande, linking arms alongside 40 world leaders, said that today Paris was the capital of the world. From Paris, Chris Morris reports.
More than 1 million people on the streets of Paris to say no to extremism and to pay tribute to the victims of last week's attacks. There were slogans and singing, cheers and defiant applause. Some people simply marched in silence, messages of solidarity pinned to their scarves and coats. With political leaders from across Europe and beyond gathered at the front of the march, at one stage the crowd stretched back for miles through the streets. Young and old took part in this march, people of all races and creeds, among them many French Muslims and many French Jews. There were similar rallies in cities throughout the country. But at the same time, the attacks have exposed vulnerabilities in France and elsewhere.
This Algerian-born French woman explained why she was marching.
My religion is Islam, but I'm French. I live here, I eat the French bread, and I love my country. And I walk against terrorism because this act, what happened this week, we all are victims of this. There are Jews, there is Christians, there is some people who do not believe in God, but they are human. We all are human. We all are brothers.
The King of Jordan and the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas were among several Middle Eastern leaders taking part in the Paris rally. Morocco said that its foreign minister in Paris, to present his country's condolences, would not take part because of what Morocco regards as the blasphemous nature of the Charlie Hebdo cartoons. President Hollande later joined the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a ceremony at the Grand Synagogue to commemorate the 4 Jewish victims of the attack on a kosher supermarket. Mr. Netanyahu thanked a Muslim employee at the supermarket, Hassan Betali, who saved several of the hostages. Rallies to show solidarity with France have taken place around the world. In Madrid, several hundred Muslims carrying banners saying, "Not in our name," gathered next to the railway station where in 2004 bombs planted by Islamist militants killed nearly 200 people. Thousands of people gathered in Brussels, Berlin and Vienna. In London, top monuments were illuminated with the red, white and blue colours of the French flag. More than 20,000 people marched in Canada's French-speaking city of Montreal. You're listening to World News from the BBC. 2 female suicide bombers have blown themselves up in northeast Nigeria. At least 4 other people were killed when the explosions ripped through a crowded mobile phone market in the city of Potiskum in Yobe State. Will Ross reports.
An eyewitness in Potiskum told the BBC the 2 bombs went off within a minute of each other. The second went off as people had gathered to help victims of the first blast. A doctor who visited the scene said he could see the remains of the suicide belts on the bodies of the 2 female bombers. He said they both looked to be in their early 20s. The jihadist group Boko Haram has used female suicide bombers before. On Saturday in Maiduguri, a 10-year-old girl was reported to have blown herself up in a market, killing at least 19 people.
Poland is evacuating almost 200 Ukrainians of Polish descent from eastern Ukraine, where a separatist conflict is simmering. The Polish Foreign Ministry said that 162 people, including several dozen children and a pregnant woman, have been moved out of the troubled Donetsk region. A further 20 are expected to follow. The Ukrainians will be offered free housing, language courses and school places for their children for 6 months, and they can then choose to stay or return to Ukraine. With most of the votes counted in Croatia's presidential election, exit polls indicate that the current centre-left president, Ivo Josipovic, is neck and neck with his conservative opposition rival, Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic. Latest figures put the gap between the 2 candidates at less than 0.1%. Our reporter Guy Delaney explains the difference between them.
Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic, she's a member of the more conservative party in Croatia, and she's been saying that a vote for her is a vote for a different patriotic Croatia, setting herself aside from the incumbent Ivo Josipovic, who had very much a pro-European Union sort of stance about him.
Guy Delaney, BBC News.